This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is Robert Barnes, guest hosting. Today we're discussing a range of topics, including what might be the next deep state tactics and techniques chosen to go after Trump and the MAGA movement in light of its slipping hold on power with its dementia candidate in the White House and its debacles and disasters both at home and overseas. We'll be discussing that a little bit later in the show. But to give you an example of why the deep state has to go to such great efforts, from Operation Mockingbird forward, to suppress and censor independent information, it's because here's just a small sampling of the kind of stories they suppressed just this week. For example, have you heard about the billionaire heiress kidnapped in Memphis? You've heard almost nothing about it. Something about that story is striking and unusual in its absence of coverage. Something is going on behind the scenes that's kind of like the shooting that occurred with Dutch Special Forces in Indianapolis. It's like, what are Dutch Special Forces doing in a shootout in Indianapolis in the first place? The kind of story that warrants further digging, but it's not the kind the media these days tends to do. So another version of that is, where is Gavin McInnes? Gavin McInnes, the co-founder of Vice, who left it for a sort of more populist conservative path, went into the independent media space, the original founder of the Proud Boys. And once the Proud Boys got infiltrated by some rogue elements, he stepped down from it in order to protect its reputation and the good intentions of many of its constituent members. Was broadcasting live when it appeared, it's unclear, someone off script, someone off the setting, off the stage, is interacting with, it appears to be law enforcement, and he disappeared. And he hasn't been heard from since. And it's important to remember that Gavin McInnes, to my understanding, is a citizen of Canada and the UK, but is only on a green card here in the United States. And the U.S. government, deep state operators, have often taken the position that non-U.S. citizens can be seized and, you know, gitmoed or any version thereof. So where is he? And yet there's very little media interest and media curiosity and media coverage of these kind of extraordinary cases. Another example is a Biden proposal that only got a little bit of coverage, which is, but I heard directly from potential whistleblowers about, Biden plans to convert America's VA clinics, Veterans Affairs clinics, places supposed to take care of veterans, but often have failed to adequately and competently do so, going to convert them in his latest baby killing scheme, to convert it into an abortion center. So apparently what's going to happen is that the very nature of what is taking place and transpiring is that the federal government is trying to use any place it has power, whether that's offshore, whether that's on federal parks, whether that's in military facilities, whether that's through their control of Medicare and Medicaid funding, all of which they've tried to utilize to force and coerce abortions on unwilling medical care providers who don't want to do it, as they've already tried to do to various religious facilities, in cases that they consistently lose but keep trying anyway. Now they're going to try to turn Veterans Affairs facilities into abortion clinics in places where abortion is illegal under local and state law. This shows what many people warned about, the usurping federal power. But speaking of questionable mechanisms of power, the local school system in Loudoun County, Virginia, attempted to try to basically cover up for its trans policies leading to sexual assaults in girls' bathrooms, when a grand jury was formed to investigate this criminal behavior by the Virginia local schools, the Virginia local schools claimed to be above the grand jury, to be beyond it. They can't be reached by the law. The Virginia Supreme Court said otherwise this week, said the school systems are no more exempt and immune from grand jury investigations and inquiry than anybody else. What exactly are the schools so afraid of that they're hiding? Well, in the same capacity, it might be what we talked about BLM, if you go back to our videos years ago about what BLM really was. It was not an authentic civil rights organization. It was a politically driven, motivated organization that was mostly run by, for, and of grifters. Indeed, it was founded literally by several witches, people who believe in witchcraft. This was not your Martin Luther King civil rights organization. Well, this week they're all suing each other because of all the different fraud that took place. They need to rename and relabel BLM better laundering money is what they effectively are and were. We'll be talking about the deep state and more when we come back right after the break. Join us then.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is Robert Barnes, guest host. Discussed a little bit later, what are the deep state's next steps? What are they going to be up to now that various efforts have failed? What was their original script? How has reality deviated from that script? Can they continue to cover up? Can they continue to engage in dangerous, corrupt behavior towards President Trump? Could they remove him from the ballot? Could they take him out through other ways? We'll be discussing that and more a little bit later in the show. But as to the issue of abortion, one of the popular talking points by no less than the Ben Shapiro's of the world was that, who's one of the worst political prognosticators maybe in American political history, was that the Dobbs decision overturning and reversing Roe would be and was going to be politically, at least short term, very damaging to the Republican cause. This has been the institutional narrative repeated all the way throughout. The prediction was that this would show up in primary turnout participation rates, that this would show up in voter registration rates, and it would show up in public opinion polling, even though the last, of course, is often manipulated by the media at their will and at their behest. So the two most objective metrics and measurements we have for testing whether or not there is really this mass demand for abortion on demand in America, that there's this mass desire to support baby killing, there's mass requirement that this be a nationally decided issue and not a locally decided issue, got tested. And it got tested in a range of primaries, and it got tested again in a range of voter registration files. So now we've had all of July, all of August to see what happened. We've had plenty of primaries across the country in geographically diverse regions, in various competitive primary election contexts. We've also had a range of voter registration activity now going on for months. And what does that data show? Well, the data shows what Richard Barris, known as People's Pundit Daily, or you can find his polling at Big Data or at peoplespundit.locals.com, who has new data from Pennsylvania up today at his People's Pundit site. What we predicted is what has in fact come true. Voter registration trends over the last 2 months continue to shift dramatically in Republicans' favor. There was no huge Roe-loving perspective out there that was going to lead to a surge of voter registration, and it did not. In fact, this includes even states like New Jersey, where Republicans picked up net votes that wasn't supposed to happen. Similarly, what happened in voter primary participation areas? Well, Democratic voter participation rate prior to the Dobbs decision had been down on average around 7% from 2018, while Republican voter participation rates were generally up. Well, what happened after Dobbs? Democratic relative voter participation rates in the primaries continued to decline at the same rate over the 2018 level. Indeed, it was only because there was some lower Republican turnout in some states where Republicans were unhappy with their options, particularly some populist Republican voters, that saw a slight dip in Republican turnout. But there was no Democratic voter turnout surge. So there was no voter turnout surge. There was no voter registration surge. The myth that these things are popular with people is wrong. And as Richard Barris of People's Pundit reporting, Republicans are back up in the generic congressional vote. And in fact, if you want my breakdown of the various House and Senate races out there, the summary and summation is this. Republicans will win the governorship of Pennsylvania. Republicans will win the governorship of Wisconsin. The Republicans may win the governorship of Michigan, even though that will be closer and more competitive. Republicans will win the governorship of Arizona. Republicans will win the Senate seat in Pennsylvania. Republicans will win the Senate seat in Wisconsin. Republicans will win the Senate seat in Arizona. Republicans will win the Senate seat in Georgia. Republicans will win the Senate seat in Ohio. And Republicans might steal a seat, as some polls showed this week, either in a place like Washington or a state like New Hampshire. By no means are they out of the game. Either way, my conclusion is that come January 2023, you're going to see more than 250 members of the House of Representatives are Republicans. And you're going to see the highest number of MAGA populist Republicans you have ever witnessed, thanks in part due to the Biden red sermon speech of this past week. And you're going to see 53 or more Republicans in the United States Senate, which will have some of the strongest populist voices on a range of topics, including Blake Masters, including J.D. Vance, including Eric Schmidt, including Josh Hawley, and others who may discover their populist voice with Rand Paul on a range of topics, as they see that populism is the direction of the Republican Party and the country, and there's nothing the deep state can do about it, besides trying to do what they are doing, which is mostly backfiring. In that same capacity, there was some confusion this week about what happened in Alaska. The discussion was, well, maybe Alaska shows that the abortion issue is cutting against Republicans. Maybe it's showing that the Trump issues are cutting against Republicans. Indeed, that's what Ben Shapiro was out saying. He was saying the Republican Party needs to abandon Donald Trump, needs to abandon populism, abandon MAGA, need to just focus on Biden and say negative things about Biden. Be the party of just opposition, not the party of substantive positive policies and proposals. That is exactly how Republicans could lose their opportunities to seize big margins in the House of Representatives and get back control, majority control of the Senate, and get key gubernatorial control of the competitive state. And for those folks out there that undervalue what that means, Arizona and Georgia have already passed election reforms. Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania have not passed the same kind of election reforms because they have Democratic governors blocking them. We need Republican governors in those states. Two of the three, for sure, ideally all three, and I think Republicans can run the trifecta. The only way they don't is if they run away from Donald Trump. The only way they don't is if they abandon criticism of the Justice Department of this administration politically weaponizing it to go after its dissidents, as the deep state has used it as a tool to attack anyone that is part of its opposition. That's the only way they could fail in that respect. What happened in Alaska has nothing to do with either Trump or with abortion. It has everything to do with the unique election system there and Republicans' handling of it. So Senator Lisa Murkowski knew she could not win re-election if she had to go through a Republican primary process. She didn't want to run as an independent again, as she had in the past. So she helped facilitate the change in Alaska's election laws to do something called ranked choice voting, or sometimes called an instant runoff. The idea of an instant runoff is that the election should come down to just the top two candidates, but that you should have a choice of other candidates prior to that. And so with ranked choice voting, you go into the election booth and you get basically as many votes as you have candidates, but you have to rank those votes. So your first favorite, your number one favorite, you put a one by, or depends on the jurisdiction, but this is the principle. Your number two by your second favorite, third by your third favorite, so on and so forth. As the ballots happen, once somebody's not in the top two, they're like, let's say somebody was somebody's number one choice, but they finished third. Then their voter's number two choice gets cast instead if it was for one of the other two leading candidates. And that keeps going on and on and on throughout the process, creating a little bit of mathematical complexity, but nothing too difficult for ordinary voters to understand. However, a lot of institutional Republicans oppose the idea of ranked choice voting in general. Now, I can tell you in theory, ranked choice voting actually can help reformers and outsiders, because it allows people to get to vote for who they actually like as their favorite candidate without wasting the vote. Because if their favorite candidate isn't in the top two, they get to then vote for their second favorite candidate. They don't have to always vote for the lesser of two evils. So it was not too difficult a process. However, the institutional Republican Party doesn't like that. They want ranked choice voting for Lisa Murkowski, but they don't want it for everybody else. And so what they did is they encouraged local Republicans to not be well-educated on how to simply execute a ranked choice ballot. Now, Sarah Palin didn't help herself by having a bunch of Washington insiders run her campaign, and consequently, and a bunch of institutional political class types run her campaign, ran a lousy campaign. But what happened is even though 60% of people in Alaska voted for Republicans, many of those 60% didn't have a second favorite after Sarah Palin, and consequently, Palin didn't get those second ballots of other Republican candidates, and that's the only reason she lost. So it was simply Republican miseducation on ranked choice voting. It has nothing to do with the fundamental election dynamics. When we come back, we'll talk about what threats the deep state may face.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is Robert Barnes, guest hosting. We're going to be discussing what the deep state strategy was, what it is, and what it might be coming up a little bit later in the bottom half of the hour. But up first, let's talk about the verdict is in on COVID. When many of us were challenging and questioning and contesting the institutional narrative all the way back in March of 2020, we were often alone. Many of you out there felt it and experienced it yourself. Called conspiracy theorists, called nuts, called crazies, called anti-science, anti-doctor. The story was that COVID presented a unique and extraordinary and maybe even existential threat to people around the world at a unique and unusual plague-like level that required reactions and responses and public policy health interventions, as they're called, in ways that we didn't even do during the plague. And some of us at the time said that COVID did not present that degree of threat to most healthy people. Number one. Number two, that the methods being chosen as public health interventions had no history of being successful and were as likely to backfire and cause more problems than they were good. Third, that our assertion was that any risk-benefit analysis, even if you believe there was a benefit from these public health interventions, and even if you believe the risk was severe from COVID, that if you compared it to the other collateral consequences of these public health interventions, shutting down economies, shutting down societies, shutting down schools, shutting down people's individual autonomy, putting people under mass house arrest for days, then weeks, then months, then years in some cases, that this would have net negative effect on human development and human happiness in ways that would be felt in measurable metric down the road. What was our prediction? Our prediction was you would see school test scores and childhood satisfaction decline. Our prediction was that you would see addiction rise, and that would show up in both treatment, and health consequences, medical cost, and in deaths, including overdose deaths for drugs and alcoholism. That you would see child abuse charges rise. That you would hear issues of all kinds of violent conflict increase, both within the home and ultimately outside the home when people were finally released from their home prisons. We said that, in fact, you would find out that COVID did not present much imminent great risk to most people of any degree necessary that could even plausibly justify this. And we said the various public health interventions, things like masks, things like lockdowns, things like prohibitions on public travel, things like shutting down schools, things like, you know, having a bunch of plastic everywhere for kids to try to go to class in or for people to just interact or interface in a wide range of public settings. Our prediction was that all of these things would not result in actual successful reduction of COVID and would definitely and would have negative consequences. We also said that the vaccines would not produce the public health benefit. And why were Alex and I and just a few others at the time saying this from the very get-go? It is because we knew the history. We knew the history of public health issues and pandemics. We knew the history of what worked and did not work in response to those pandemics. We knew the ulterior agenda of the statist and the globalist and those who wanted to use this to restructure society, as Klaus Schwab would ultimately publicly and openly admit and acknowledge, saying it was a great opportunity, the pandemic, to restructure society for his great reset agenda that has been particularly articulated by the Bill Gateses and George Soroses and the Rockefellers of the world. But it was also a reflection that nobody had done even the basic testing. It wasn't just a criticism of the content of what was being proposed. It was a criticism of the methodology and the process of what was being proposed. In other words, they didn't show any signs that they had ever even done a cost-benefit analysis. And what have we seen over the last several weeks? Three things. First, in Canada, it has publicly come out that they never did a cost-benefit analysis. Just like it was discovered in the lockdown suits that happened with Judge Stickman early on in the Western District of Pennsylvania that exposed the Pennsylvania government agencies weren't even doing a risk-benefit analysis. Is this going to be better or worse? Because take, for example, the vaccine. One of the reasons for our criticism was that there had never been a successful vaccine in the history of coronavirus. Why? Because the virus mutates too quickly. In order to survive, it has to become less lethal and more transmissible. And in the process, it's the reason why flu shots often don't work. It transitions too quickly, and what you vaccinate against is no longer the disease. So the second thing was, we just looked at the data. They were trying to take an mRNA technology that had never been used before and use it on a mass scale. When mRNA technology, there was a reason it had not been used before, major safety concerns. Then you could just look at how quickly everything was done, and you could fairly infer that they had not had adequate studies in order to be able to assess. And if you knew how the FDA really worked in delegating this to big drug companies, and when big drug companies have special immunity, like you do in the public health context under the PREP Act, like you do if you're put on a childhood's vaccination list, like you do if you just relabel your drug vaccine, all of which the FDA helped facilitate and enable, then the net effect of it is you're going to have a drug that is uniquely dangerous because the drug company's only skin in the game is to enrich themselves and empower themselves. So what have we seen in just the last week of information? Canada did no cost-benefit analysis at all for its various vaccine mandates and travel bans. Coming out of Europe, similar information and data. Coming out from various U.S. governmental sources, the same thing. No risk-benefit analysis was ever even done. The United Kingdom, it's being exposed in great detail that all of their lockdown policies, whether it was schools, whether it was masks, whether it was vaccines, whether it was the economy, whether it was travel, whether it was just being outside of your home, whether it be indoors or outdoors, whether you could go to a game, all of these things, there was no risk-benefit analysis ever even done. This wasn't science. This was politics masquerading as math. This was politics masquerading as science, which if you knew how the globalists operate, and you knew how statists operate, and you knew how governments tend to operate, then you could predict and preview this was exactly what was going to happen. You didn't have to do a separate deep dive into the toxicology of vaccines or the nature of COVID as a disease or the political and public history of pandemics. All you had to know was their methods was bad or bad. If your way of reasoning is bad, then the outcome is likely to be bad. And we're now finding that all of us that were called crackpots and criticized with every name possible, we were right, they were wrong. The horrifying thing is I would much rather have been wrong, because being right means a lot of people died who didn't need to die. A lot of businesses were crushed and killed that didn't need to be crushed and killed. And that's why it's important to continue the fight back. And those who are continuing to do so on the front lines, on the medical context, the political context, the legal context, and every other context, and your context, you as an ordinary, everyday person, what was the number one voice exposing the dangers of what they were doing? What was the number one organizational source for protests that started around America and then traveled around the globe? What was the number one source for independent information, whether it was Pierre Corey, whether it was Dr. Malone, whether it was Peter McCullough, whether it was any of many others that were exposing what was going on? Who was the first person to tell you? What was the first network to tell you about Bill Gates and his special little convention on coronavirus just a few months before this leak? It was InfoWars. So return the favor, keep InfoWars alive, make yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser, and you can do that by going to InfoWarsStore.com today. Get something that you like, get something that you want, get something that you need, because the best chance to keep freedom alive is to make sure Paul Revere can continue his ride.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is your one-stop shop for health, for longevity, for a boosted immune system. In the climate we live in today and what the globalists are up to, I think anybody not taking a high-quality product like this is insane. And there's other great vitamin, mineral, amino acid, you know, complete products out there. Ours is amongst the very best, and it is a lower cost than many of the leading brands. But whatever you do, take a high-quality multivitamin, mineral, amino acid system like this that's liquid that you put in water, because you have a better absorption rate when you do that. Now, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is our overall best-selling product. It finally came in a month ago, and we've almost sold out of the first shipment. Hopefully more is coming in a few months. But if you want to experience Vitamin Mineral Fusion and its effects for yourself, or maybe you already love it and you want to stock up, thanks for keeping us on the air, and thanks for taking care of yourself and your body. We've all got to stick together. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is 40% off, even though it's selling out, at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is Robert Barnes, guest hosting. We've been talking about the various reasons why the deep state is in a desperate state. And in the next segment, we'll break down what some of their next steps might be and what their script or where their script has already gone AWOL in recent past. But let's just look at some of the headlines around the world. We have a labor market that continues to be unable and incapable of giving us back the same jobs we had just prior to the pandemic. Now, you might have seen various unemployment reports and job reports and payroll reports that suggest otherwise. But what they're not telling you is the reason why the payroll is up is because people are taking more jobs. The payroll of jobs that were a one earner jobs have actually gone down. The best place to measure this is something called the labor force participation rate. You can also get a lot more honest data from a site called Shadow Stats. Shadow Stats tracks the data using the same methods we used to use before we started politically manipulating them in such great lengths in the 1990s and 2000s. Before they will show you what the unemployment rate would look like if we used the same metric that we previously used. Same with inflation, same with money supply and other aspects. But here, the labor force participation rate gives away the story. The labor force participation rate looks like the Obama years, where it never just could never recover to its pre-global financial crisis of 2008 levels. We're seeing the same thing now. And not only that, what we're also seeing is dangerous signs in consumer sentiment, dangerous signs in the stock market and bond market. Bond market had one of its worst years in decades. We're seeing increasing problems in the housing market. And the housing market matters because what has happened over the years, since the 1990s, but starting heavily in 2000, was people began to use the mere perception of the increased value of their home to spend more, to invest more. That in turn boosted the economy. When housing falls now, it's not just housing that goes down. It's not just your net worth that declines. What happens is people's spending habits substantially decline. And that becomes its own problem. And at the same time, while you have organizations like BlackRock buying up various residential homes en masse, you also have the evictions coming back online. All those moratoriums are gone, finally fading out. So you're going to have in the next several months mass evictions taking place. You're going to see rents continue to rise. You're going to see housing values as finally the housing inventory continues to increase and the supply problem disappears while the prices continue to collapse, which will be further enhanced by the Federal Reserve increasing interest rates that force the mortgage rates to go up. Indeed, mortgage rates, and you look at the ordinary mortgage, they've more than doubled in about 5 years. I mean, that taking and wages haven't, ordinary incomes haven't. So that's a kind of economic reality that's going to create more problems. Then you compound that with many companies being unhappy with remote working and now trying to demand that all the people who got satisfied with remote working come back and work in person, which will raise its own issues. Now, some companies are doing that to cover up for the fact that they discriminated against people in mandating an unnecessary and dangerous vaccine that they take. But some of it is also their own corporate interest in preserving corporate real estate that they have various investments in financial and legal and political ties to. But some of it may be for legitimate independent economic reasons. But either way, what you're going to have is mass rebellion because a lot of people saw, first of all, they work from home. That gives them a certain tax deduction that's available to them. And that might be important. Like, let's say you're one of those people that got your student loans forgiven by old Joe Biden, by Uncle Joe. What you may not know is that that's taxed as forgiveness of income, as forgiveness of debt is taxed as ordinary income under most state tax law provisions. Consequently, and maybe even potentially under federal law provisions, depending on the circumstances. So a bunch of people who thought that they who were actually probably weren't in a position to pay back their tax anyway, now got to turn around and write a check for the privilege who couldn't pay back their student loan debt anyway. Now are going to have to pay tax that they weren't otherwise going to have to pay. So all of these issues economically accumulating a low labor force participation rate, a housing collapse of the main form of wealth and main form of spending boost in the United States, a stock market decline that may in turn trigger a pension decline, which is another second mechanism and method by which people hold up their financial contributions to the economy and consumption and investment, not least of which various tax obligations may rise as the various pensions decline and state governments have to make up the gap in what is not being provided for in their various pension plans. These are all aggregating in a negative cycle, a dangerous, precarious, perilous negative cycle that when you put it up against the energy crisis about to rock Europe, the food crisis about to rock the entire globe, you can see why the deep state is gibberish and nervous at the moment. They are facing unprecedented failure. Indeed, When people tell me the deep state must have a sophisticated and smart plan for all of this, I remind them of history. That the in the particular most analogous time in history we face is World War, right up to World War One. In building up to World War One, a bunch of empires thought they could easily and convincingly use martial and military means to finish their imperial conquest of the globe. This included the British Empire, which famously they said an empire that where the sun never set. What do they mean by that? That they were present in some part of the world where the sun was still rising and up. So you had the British Empire, one of the most dominant empires in world history, leading into World War One, the dominant pound, the dominant currency in the globe. You had aspects of the, the rising German would-be empire. You had the Austro, which was about a century and a half old, that had managed to take out Napoleon. You had the Russian Empire, which in certain respects dated back over 10 centuries, but at least in just the same family over 3 centuries. You had the Ottoman Empire, which had taken over the Middle East and parts of Europe for centuries and centuries. And the Austro-Hungarian Empire, which was so inbred that by that, you know, generation number 20, that their mouths could barely open because of the way their jaws formed. But that's how old and ancient and powerful and established and just unlimited these various regimes had been. The British Empire being one of the younger ones, though one of the more powerful ones. But the Russian Empire, the Austro-Hungarian Empire, the Turkish Empire, the German Empire, and the British Empire would, by the end of World War One, be mostly gone off the map as empires. They would politically vanish. The Brits would take a little bit longer, but not much longer. Ottoman Empire, gone. In less than a decade, the Austro-Hungarian Empire, built for centuries, would be gone in less than 10 years. Austro-Hungarian Empire, the Ottoman Empire, Russian Empire, all of these formed and created and lasted for centuries over wide-ranging disputes and conflicts, within less than 10 years would be gone off the face of the planet as political entities, as existing relevant entities, as individuals, as institutions of influence. That is the same. So how did they get there? They got there because they were no longer just morally misdirected. It wasn't just their moral compass that was broken. It was their intellectual capacity that was equally blinded, that was equally misguided, that was equally misdirected. This is why, in part, Vladimir Putin's speech this week laid out all the problems for the future of the deep state and the West. And the globalists, and how their days are numbered, how their ability to control the world. They thought they could control the world through finance. They thought they could control the world through little numbers and digits on a computer screen. They thought they could control the world through their manipulation of currencies and financial markets. And his point is that isn't what really runs the world. What runs the world is food. What runs the world is fuel. What runs the world is men with military means. And that's what governs and directs the world, and to some degree, the ideas that govern us. But what doesn't run us is little pieces of paper and little numbers on a screen. And that is why Putin was predicting the decline, the fall, the collapse of the Western deep state and the globalists, which he identified as such in these various speeches he's been giving over the last several weeks. Now you know why the deep state is obsessed with taking him out. And now you also know why the deep state is currently so desperate. That's why they're raiding presidents. That's why they're searching, doing a F. J. Edgar Hoover panty raid of Melania's drawers. That's why they're looking at Barron Trump's personal room. We're going to be talking about what the deep state might be up to next and ways to resist and where the script.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Just look at these headlines from Reuters. World faces unprecedented global hunger crisis, UN chief says, going into 2023. World Food Program warns of global food catastrophe, looming global catastrophe. The world could run out of food by 2023, major studies say, and the reports go on and on. We told you this was a designed program by the globalists 2.5 years ago. We told you energy and food prices would explode, and now they're up more than 40% in the U.S. alone. Some areas of the world are up over 100%. The only way you beat inflation and protect yourself and your family is with high-quality, affordable food ready to ship right now at PrepareToday.com at a very rare sale of 10% off site-wide. Not just on affordable food, but survival and preparedness items is happening right now. 10% off at PrepareToday.com. And on top of it, any order above $99 gets free shipping. That is a huge part of the cost for affordable food. So go to PrepareToday.com and protect yourself and your family while you still can.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next for us.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is Robert Barnes, guest hosting. We live in interesting times. Just this past week, there was an attempt of an assassination on the Argentinian vice president. We had protests rock the globe. Indeed, since all of this has developed, the combination of the COVID lockdowns with the various fuel and food problems triggered by the globalist attempt to wage economic war against Russia over Russian parts of Ukraine, at least ancestrally, and often demographically, we saw protests in Bangladesh. We've seen protests in Pakistan, where in Pakistan they're trying to remove by illegal means the elected president. They did. And then now they're trying to threaten to imprison him because of his speeches exposing their corruption. Sound familiar? We're seeing various protests from Sri Lanka and throughout Southeast Asia, throughout Europe. We're seeing farmer protests rise, and not only rise but expand, just as the trucker protest of Canada expanded. We're seeing similar reactions and responses in Germany and Italy and France to the Dutch farmer protest that may also go global, as people are tired of the globalist agenda. When you have people like the World Economic Forum talking about using artificial intelligence algorithms on their own website in order to shut down entire industries and how to sweet talk them into making that feel comfortable and okay, it gives you a sense of how AWOL things have gone. When they're doing specialized surveys and studies to figure out how they could improve the narrative, improving the narrative won't stop people from mass public protests. Indeed, we also had a report this week from a human rights commission on human rights in for the Uyghurs in China, exposing the degree of abuses that has taken place, abuses that fit within the pattern of against the people of Tibet, of the people of the Falun Gong, of the people in Hong Kong, of people in Taiwan, of labor protesters going back to Harry Wu, Tiananmen Square, etc. And so it's part of a long-standing extended Chinese tradition. While their real estate economy is collapsing, while their bank bubble is imploding, and while their zero COVID shutdown policies are permanently impairing potentially their economic activities in such a way that it is unlikely and improbable that China can continue to restore and keep itself on the same upward trajectory it once was. Doesn't mean it can't stay in a very competitive state, particularly for taking away American jobs, but it means that China is at a unique, precarious risk while Premier Xi is up for re-election as party secretary this coming year, and possible conflict with Taiwan may serve as a convenient excuse to escape into it. That's the world that the deep state sees and witnesses and understands. It's a world which the populist resistance and rebellion is growing around the globe. It is a place where even China is no longer willing to be its complete subservient servant. It's a place where China and Xi want to assert their own interest and dominate for their own causes. They were happy to be the experimental place of the deep state for the purposes of pandemic policy and social credit scores and totalitarian government and cheap labor. But now that they've decided they don't want to be just the world's factory worker and want to be something else, that is unacceptable to the globalists. But it poses a unique and extraordinary threat to their power. They're losing in their war against Russia and Putin. They're losing their control over China and the global South, while at the same time seeing populist protest against their control mechanisms here in the United States. So what was the deep state plan? You can see aspects of the deep state plan planted into the QAnon community, maybe even Q himself, was a computer algorithm designed by deep state operators to see whether they could manipulate people through digital means that would be much more difficult to achieve, but that they had spent decades trying in the MK Ultra space, in the informant infiltrator FBI space. And for this, you could probably just go back to PatCon. For those that don't know, Operation PatCon was the FBI's attempts to resolve how are we going to keep power? How is the deep state going to keep its fat budgets and political influence and control and surveillance now that it no longer had anti-communism as its excuse? Indeed, anti-communism was used as the pretext for opposing every freedom movement around the globe, whether or not that freedom movement had affiliation or association with communism or not. Indeed, several of those movements were pushed into communism. Indeed, what you'll see is a continuous objective of deep state operatives to try to radicalize their opposition. They need their opposition to resort to violence. They need their opposition to resort to radical ideologies and the support of radical ideologue in order to embrace and to discredit them in the court of public opinion. This is what COINTELPRO was all about. Deep Throat, Mark Felt, who took out Nixon. He wasn't a grand whistleblower. He was part of the architect and administrator of COINTELPRO, counterintelligence program of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Its primary obsession, the court of public opinion. Its goal, find ways to get people to self-discredit themselves. How do you get dissident movements to self-discredit themselves? You do so by getting them to align with violence. You do so by getting them to align with radical causes or individuals that will be perceived as dangerous to the ordinary person. This was the whole objective with going after Trump. The goal was through QAnon to build up a movement that would convince people that violence was the answer and that, in fact, the legal system wanted them to do so, that there were white hat actors within the military and the deep state that were really secretly supportive of them. That was step one. Step two was steal the election. Step three was discredit any challenges to the stealing of the election while inflaming opposition opinion, hoping they would do something dumb and dangerous so that they could be discredited in the court of public opinion to recreate a militia movement. Go back to October and study QAnon, and QAnon movement was saying you need to take oaths. You need to record yourself taking this oath. This oath was a trap. This was a huge red flag that QAnon was not an independent populist movement, but in fact a deep state infiltrated and driven and directed movement, as anyone who understood a lot of what QAnon world was saying was patently false repeatedly. But it took a lot of sincere, well-intended people wanting to second-guess and question the system, to be skeptical of institutional narratives, to be derailed and distracted and detoured into a counterproductive, not just unproductive, but counterproductive set of ideas and theories that would preclude them from being effective in the court of public opinion, where the deep state is often obsessed, because it's the fifth pillar of power that holds up the other four pillars of power: the perception of power, the public belief in that power, the public confidence in that power. Is that power? The moment it collapses, power sooner or later collapses with it, more often than not. So that was part, stage one. Stage two was to be able to try to encourage people to take violent action. The hope was that on January 6th, people would set off a bunch of bombs, conduct a bunch of kidnapping, do a bunch of violence, and they believed, based on the social media language being used, that they would achieve it. The problem is, and then step three was to get Trump, during this stage, to think the military was secretly aligned with him through the QAnon movement, to try to do something like have the military intervene in the elections or something else. Remember, there were a lot of calls for that. There were calls for him to, you know, declare martial law even, et cetera. Of course, we now know, as I said at the time, that was a big fat trap. General Milley and the top of the Pentagon are anti-Trump, not pro-Trump, as we now know in full, robust detail in the information of treasonous and seditious activities that Milley himself was engaged in throughout 2020 and after. And so that was the goal. And then the thought process, well, now we have the perfect basis to impeach Trump. He, you know, invoked martial law. He tried to get the military to interfere in the election. Then we're going to prosecute Trump, imprison him. We're going to do mass arrests across the nation of all the key populist leaders, lock him up on the grounds they're all part of a broader, bigger, bolder conspiracy. And January 6th was supposed to be sort of the culmination of this. That would be the basis for all of the arrests. Problem, Trump never took the bait. He took the advice of some of us who told him not to take that bait. Second problem, they had to exaggerate all the January 6th charges because PATCON never developed. Nobody went in there and took guns and tried to harm people. In fact, the limited violence that occurred was often in response to Capitol Police violence or Capitol Police tear gassing or Capitol Police attack, not, in fact, initiated or instigated or originated by them. And the very few that did take place have unusual ties in many of those cases to informants, infiltrators, instigators, agitators, FBI participants. They're on the payroll one way, shape, or form. So that tells us where they wanted the script to go. It hasn't worked out. They thought they could lock up Trump. They thought they could lock up Trump's key supporters. They thought they could lock up Trump's most active allies. They thought the QAnon election strategies would work. They didn't. Now they're stuck with backup plans. Desperation. That's why they're searching and seeking for anything. And even worse for them, Trump clearly took with him documents that embarrassed him. Now, legally, as president of the United States, he is the only elected person with constitutional executive power. He has a complete right to declassify anything he wants, anytime he wants, without going through any formality or protocol period. He can declare anything he wants a personal record. This has been adjudicated by federal courts so that it is not a presidential record, can't be considered governmental record, period. End of story. He can do with it what he wants. But it's clear he took documents and information that that implicate the deep state. And the goal of the deep state was, we're not going to go after Trump, clearly. This was their strategic thinking until we got those documents back. But when they did the raid at Mar-a-Lago, the safe was empty. It turned out that wasn't all. All those folders they were showing photos of classified information all ended up being empty as well. They still don't have whatever Trump had. And in the game against Trump, they got deep state, got Trump once again. Thanks, everybody. And remember, InfoWarsStore.com, where you can get help.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.